The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, doesn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, you didn't think the vaccine empire was going to give up, did you? They're just going to roll over? Sure, Vax came out and pointed out that the CDC whistleblower basically admitted that there was corruption at the CDC. Not something we didn't know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But don't panic, my friends. The empire may be attempting to strike back, but it's not to be unexpected. Rumors are swirling now that Dr. William Thompson, the hashtag CDC whistleblower, has been bought off by the CDC and will submit reanalyzed MMR research in an attempt to destroy vaccine safety skeptics. Not anti-vaxxers, vaccine safety skeptics. Although if you oppose vaccination as it's conducted today and has been since the beginning of vaccine time, you're okay in my book. You're intelligent. You thought things through. You're clear of mind, sound of body, or vice versa. But the reality is, even though we've made major strides since calls for the censorship of the movie Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe, I said this right from the beginning, that they were going to try to pull out some kind of nuclear option. What would it be? Let's think. What could they do at this point? Well, William Thompson never quit the CDC. He was not fired from the CDC. He got whistleblower protection status, and he maintained his employ there to probably, hopefully, get a cushy pension once he leaves there after X number of years of so-called service. Corrupted service, but service. And now it looks like they've gotten to him. That is according to Brian Hooker in Post-Vaxxed, the movie presentation at the Manhattan Film Festival, I believe, just yesterday. And what's the controversy? Well, it was a great crowd there. They even had Cheryl Atkinson among those that were questioned. Del Bigtree, Polly Tommy, of course. Ryan Hooker, as I mentioned. Dr. Andrew Wakefield and more were up on the panel. And that is when Brian Hooker revealed that he is now getting word, concerned that Dr. Thompson may be now a double agent, if you will, a CDC turncoat. He turned on the CDC, now he's turning on all the families that have been harmed by the corruption at CDC and the lack of legitimate, real vaccine safety. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. My friends, this is it. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, cranking it up here. RobertScottBell.com. Show notes are up. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of the show. Super Don, I told you, not that you argue with me, that there would be a nuclear option. What would it be? This might be it, what Brian Hooker has revealed.
This is, in a way, I guess we should have expected this. But
I told you something was coming.
Yeah. I was thinking a little two-dimensional on the situation because I couldn't think of how they could go after De Niro
No, they couldn't. They knew that. They couldn't.
Yeah, this is another roundabout way. It almost sounds like something they should make like a 6-part miniseries on AMC about this story with, you know, the Bill Thompson, the whistleblower, and the corruption, and now he's a double agent. And,
yeah.
You know?
It is intriguing, isn't it? If it weren't for the disaster that is the vaccine program in America and around the world, the lack of safety, of course, we have a situation.
I don't think it's going to work, though.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it will.
And here's the reason why, okay? Anybody who's been paying attention to how this game is played, okay, and has kind of tried, you know, done a little bit of work to try and figure out how the playbook is written, you're going to have all of these skeptics and the science ding-dong clowns. They're going to be like, oh, see, science, it repairs itself, and it was a mistake, and blah, 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 blah. You know, so they're going to be able to pat each other on the back and say, see, ha-ha, we were right.
Yeah.
But there are too many people here now who I think have been, you know, that have opened up their eyes a little bit here, and they're going to look at this thing, and they're going to recognize this. You know, even if, let's just say, even if this situation was, and I'm not saying it is, so don't anybody send me any hate mail, but I'm saying, theoretically, if this was a thing where William Thompson accidentally added some numbers wrong or something, okay, even if that were the case, there is too much BS going on behind the scenes with the pharmaceutical industry, with the CDC, and the government, that there is no way you're going to be able to convince people that, whoops, I'm sorry, we actually pressed too many zeros on the calculator.
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening.
No, it's not. I mean, think about the...
Thank you for letting me rant. Thank you.
You got it. No, I knew you needed to let that off. Your microphone...
I don't even know where that came from.
Okay. Your microphone is melting. It's so hot. No, seriously. Check it. Look it out. Make sure it's not on fire.
Okay. All right.
Listen, how many people trust the government at this point? Now, we can go institution by institution. I mean, what is the trust in Congress? Is it below 23%? Is it around 6%? What is the trust in the mainstream media reporting on just about anything?
Actually, the media and Congress, I believe, are about equal at 6%.
6%. Six. That's 94%. If that's even close to accurate, 94% say we don't believe a lot what's coming out of government, pretty much everything, and the media. So if they're now going to come around and say, see, look, we've got a scientific journal that published a peer-reviewed version of the revision of the thing that Thompson claimed happened, and he redid it and said, oh, oops, no, my bad. Who's going to believe that now? Again, how many times does the CDC cry wolf? Vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective. How many parents know differently? How many people who know parents who know differently? You follow me here? There are too many people that know differently. And as you said, Superdon, they couldn't attack Robert De Niro. They're like, well, what is our strategy? Could you imagine the backroom dealings? How are we gonna fix this one? How are we going to unring the bell, right? You can't unring the bell. You got to figure out, well, what can we do? I know, since CDC whistleblower, hashtag, you know, since William Thompson is the focal point of this, we'll get him to recant what he just said, come out with a new journal article. And everything will be good. Super Don, what do you think? Now I can't hear you. You did burn your microphone up. Now it's way down low. Oh, my gosh.
Radio, folks.
Yeah, but I think strategically, they're making their best educated, if you will, the best the money can buy effort to say, how are we going to regain those people that we are losing or just lost? Those that were on the fence that are now not on the fence, now they're saying, okay, I like vaccines, I want them to work, but I realize, man, oh man, the safety is not there. It's all in question now. And I agree, it is not going to work. But it's time as well to speak out and point out the fact that William Thompson likely got a big payout, we'll confirm that, maybe a multi-million dollar payout to do this. Also, maybe getting a research, I don't know if it's a facility or an institution or a wing somewhere to research autism. I mean, what kind of gifts did they give him? And then the next question I have, what kind of threats did they make?
Oh, you conspiracy theorist.
Well, I'm theorizing now. It's true.
Well, you know, that's, you know, you're talking crazy talk now, Robert Scott Bell. It's science.
Right.
Science is never wrong. Science just corrects itself and moves on.
Yeah, unless it's wrong and it continues to be wrong when there is a lot of money at stake. Okay, let's just step back from the conspiracies to reduce global population, to reduce consciousness of the millennials. Let's move away from that for a moment and just say, hey, man, what do people do for money? What do you do for money, honey? Right? What do you do for money, honey? And it ain't prostitution. Prostitution is honest relative to what they're doing at the CDC. And we could go into the FDA as well. There are a couple of extra stories. I don't know how much time I have to get to them. But it relates to what John Rappaport has done again. Strikes again. Rappaport, a world waking up, damage after vaccination. It's no longer an anecdote. Right? The point being that the claim that it's all anecdotal and it's not real is not going to hold up anymore. There are too many people that know too many people who have children who are fine and then regressed or, at worst, even died following vaccination. And then there's a big scandal out of China now. The massive vaccine scandal in China. And don't you think America is safe? They're talking about millions of doses of vaccines that have been transported and stored improperly. We've covered a few stories like that here in the United States where they find certain lots of vaccines are not stored properly, then therefore they cannot be guaranteed for efficacy. But they'll continue to insist that, well, it's not that they're dangerous, it's just that they won't work, right? Like the flu shot, even if it's been stored perfectly, doesn't work. And it's dangerous. But they're playing that up in China as well. And guess where a lot of the China, where the vaccines in America come from? China, as Donald Trump said.
I was going to say that was a nice good Donald Trump impression there.
Well, that was pretty good.
China,
yeah. And as I said, the world is waking up. John Rappaport says that. I agree. And behind the massive vaccine scandal in China, you got to check it out. Don't think Americans are safe from the Chinese lack of, let's say, refrigeration. It happens here all the time. You don't know if a vaccine works. They don't know if a vaccine works. Even if you get an antibody, it doesn't guarantee that you won't get the disease, because antibodies are one small fraction of a very complex immune system that relies on a hell of a lot more than an antibody. And in fact, you don't have to have an antibody to protect yourself from any disease. It's true. Talk to an immunologist like Tatiana Obukanich. We got to get her back on the radio show as well. Hey, when we come back, what if a drug company says their stuff is safe? What if a dietary supplement said that? Would the government believe them?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Oh, dare I say, wielding the lightsaber of medical truth. Something like that. Because we did Empire Strikes Back. The lightsaber.
Lightsaber. I thought you said lightsaber. Right. Okay.
Yeah, see, I can't do it right. You know, we need somebody professional to do the
wielding
voice.
The lightsaber of truth.
Of medical truth, right?
Medical truth.
Yeah, whatever it is. Anyway.
Now you know what's going to happen is, name's going to send us a letter now telling me how I screwed that up.
Oh, no, I was the one.
It, right?
Dillinger,
course. Right?
Mark D. I screwed it up. By the way, the Death Star right now in this soap opera, this online space opera, is the CDC. It is the Death Star at this point with their cover-ups. Another cover-up happens at FDA, but sometimes the FDA goes, man, that drug's even bad for us, right? You have never met a drug they didn't want to approve and of course, find out that it kills people and then not withdraw it like they occasionally do with, what was it, Bextra? What was the other one? Vioxx, right? Or if not to pull it, then, hey, just put a black box warning label on it. That'll stop people from buying it. Now,
Vioxx was the big one.
Yeah,
right?
That was the huge one. Now, let's say you have a dietary supplement that stops you from smoking or that reduces your desire to smoke.
Huh.
And let's just say it caused you to hallucinate. It caused you to have psychotic episodes. It caused you to go suicidal. Tell me that the FDA would go, well, just put a black box warning label on it and you're okay. Carry on, right?
Right.
That's really the equivalent of what happened here with Pfizer's Chantix. If you remember that drug, we've covered this over the years.
Oh yeah. Listen, and I've known people that have taken it,
mm-hmm.
and they've had all kinds of weird, crazy dreams, and they've been all agitated and
psychiatric side effects. Yeah. Well, they were upset by this. Chantix, GSK is involved with this as well, but It's an international
study. GSK has their own version called Zyban.
Zyban, okay.
Yep.
So there is evidently a new study coming out that says, hey, look, it doesn't increase the patient's risk of neuropsychiatric side effects. And it works better than a nicotine patch and placebo. Come on, get with the program, FDA. Right?
And it cures world hunger, too.
Right. The randomized controlled trial called Eagles, right? We soar like an eagle over the FDA. Included over 8,000 smokers in 16 countries. For 12 weeks, patients used either a placebo, a nicotine patch, Chantix, or Zyban, and then had 12 weeks of follow-up. And by the way, the ingredient in Zyban is also sold as an antidepressant under the name Wellbutrin. How interesting.
Right. I remember that. So, listen, for years, Chantix has caused people to apparently not be suicidal and not hallucinate and not be aggressive and not lose their mind. All of this was fake and phony. It was all in their head. And so science has now proven through this study here that indeed we were all wrong.
So the FDA, what should they do here? Definitely they should pull the black box warning label.
They should sell it over the counter now. Well, wait a minute, they were, weren't they? No, it's still
prescription. No, it's still a prescription. But
I don't know. Listen, I got to be objective here. I mean, if you take a look at the study, take a look at the abstract, you know, how they did it, you know, here's blah, blah, blah.
Could be, yeah.
I see nothing suspect here. I mean, who funded this study?
Yeah, that's what actually, that's a good question, Subran. Can you check who funded this study? Because sometimes, occasionally, that might have a bearing on this. Who funded it?
Oh.
What O? That was a deep O. That's problematic. What did you find?
Apparently, the study about Pfizer Chantix and GSK Zyban was funded by Pfizer and GSK.
Wait a second. Did you say it was funded by Pfizer and GSK? I don't know. I mean,
oh, man.
Listen, could it be?
Could it be?
Yeah, I know.
Zyban?
Zyban. Will the FDA remove the black box even though it was paid for by the very companies that stand to benefit by them removing the black box? That's the question.
Should have known there was a smoking gun. Doggone it.
We'll keep an eye on this and more for you, our friends, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Give us a call if you'd like to. Live on the air, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Or leave a message when we're off the air. I got so many questions of the day. We're going to enmesh them, like 8 or 9 of them, into one. Is that possible? We're going to make it like a Wonder Bread little ball of thing, and it'll pounce back into those 8 questions, but it'll still make sense. After the break, also more Prince updates as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charge is not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, more Prince updates here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, I'm not happy that he's gone from this planet, but still can enjoy his music. One of his drug dealers. I guess this guy was a doctor, though. Not a street drug dealer.
No, he wasn't. No.
What kind of dealer was he?
He was a Dr. Feelgood.
A Dr. Feelgood, okay.
He asked to be referred to as Dr. D. Because he didn't want to give out his real name, so he wasn't a doctor.
Okay, but somehow he got a hold of the pills that were not like the street heroin.
Yeah, he was a drug dealer of the pharmaceutical variety, mm-hmm. and Yeah, I mean, the guy probably knows more about pharmaceutical drugs than the pharmacist does.
Wow, he's equivalent. I mean, this guy, he said that the prince would spend up to $40,000 at a time on a six-month supply of Dilaudid and fentanyl patches.
Yep.
And these are, you know, very potent painkillers. You know, he would have been much better off if he had smoked weed, without a doubt.
Well, he went as far as to say that Prince would still be alive today if he had been using Dilaudid. That what caused the problem, in his opinion, was the fact that the Percocet has Tylenol. And because he had built up such a tolerance to the opioids for so long, that he would have taken more Percocet than he should have because he had a high tolerance for the opioid part, but in the process, overdosing on Tylenol.
He destroyed his kidneys.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
secondary to the destruction of the liver that Tylenol delivers. And wasn't I saying that right from the get-go, Percocet?
Yes, you were.
Yeah. And I find that interesting that now I share an agreement with a drug dealer. Of course, this is, what do you mean, well? I don't deal in drugs.
Hey, right is right. Doesn't matter what your choice of occupation is.
Right. Dr. D, he was saying. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, as I said this, if they didn't combine the acetaminophen in, yes, it's still addictive. Yes, it's still dangerous, but not nearly as much because there's not as much direct destruction of the excretory system that Tylenol / acetaminophen brings to the mix. And that is in case, really, an astute observation by this drug dealer, Dr. D, to bring that up.
Yeah.
There was also another aspect to this that some people had claimed that Prince was up for like 100 hours straight or something in the last days
of his
life.
Yeah, I read about that today.
Yeah.
That he had worked for like some ridiculous, like 6 days or something straight without sleeping. And, you know, listen, people die from sheer exhaustion. It happens.
Yeah.
I've read stories in the news before where you get some of these guys that are you know, that are addicted to video games, and they will stay playing for just, you know, 3-4 days drinking Red Bull, trying to stay awake, stuff like that, and they'll just fall over, and their heart will stop, and they're done.
Wow. Yeah, and the thing is, if you don't leave your body every night when you sleep, and some people say, well, no, that's REM sleep. Whatever, dude. You know, you're not your physical body, okay? Just saying. But there's regeneration that has to occur when you get out of the way and just allow the body to recover and regenerate. If you deny it that, you literally will be forced to leave your body and not come back. And I think that may be another contributing factor to the demise, untimely demise of Prince. You know, again, it could prove out differently in autopsies, whatever. But if this Dr. D is right, the Tylenol destroyed his liver and kidneys. They say kidneys, but of course we know the liver is destroyed. The kidneys suffer because the liver can't do its job in transforming the substances it needs to send safely down to the kidneys that they're designed by God to handle. But you combine that again. If you've ever been, you know, denied sleep, listen, 10 days, I slept, but I wasn't sleeping well, you know, on that trip. And I could feel, I was on the verge of, man, my body's going to give out, and I probably would have got, you know, succumbed to what they call a cold or a flu, right? Whatever that might be. And I wouldn't have had to catch it, is the point. I would have created it from within. Because there was something that I was doing wrong. Now, I ate well, I exercised, I hydrated, but I wasn't sleeping on those different trips. So it was a scenario where disease is not caught, it's created. And that's a hard one for germ theory aficionados to understand. Those at the Death Star at the CDC certainly don't get it. The toxicologists do there. But the virologists will never get it because they'll be out of a job. When you realize these viruses are just the cells trying to survive, spewing out genetic material. Okay, so let's see what else. I think we did enough on Prince for now. But those of you who are taking,
well, listen, we will know probably in the next 3-4 weeks is what I'm hearing from what's being reported from his publicist when the actual autopsy results come back. So we can kind of just put this on hold until then.
Well, the thing I would just add is that if you're on Tylenol, please find a way off of it and do extra things for your liver. And that means loading up on many hundred micrograms of selenium, the kind we get the whole food form here, and even the GTF chromium, as well as detoxifying remedies from King Bio. By the way, we talked about Chantix. There's a smoke control formula, homeopathic, for those of you who want to quit smoking. And it won't kill you, I promise. It will not kill you, the homeopathic form. Of course, that means that it's not real medicine. Because the skeptics say, well, if it don't kill you, can't be real.
If it's not poison, it's not going to work.
So they must really love Chantix. That's another story. As we continue to help the liver, alpha-lipoic acid, dandelion, liver kidneys, milk thistle. I talk about homeopathics, bryonia, nephomica, chelidonium. There's so many ways we can help the liver, Ayurvedic herbs and formulas. There's just so many things that can be done. Even juice beet, for goodness sake. We'll get to the coffee stuff in a little bit.
You know what? And there's something else that you can do. And actually, in there was a study that I read that said that people who quit cold turkey have a tendency, and there was some significant amount, I mean, it was like 30-something percent or something like that, of staying off by quitting cold turkey versus doing patches and gum and, you know, and all these other, you know, types of things. So the people just go, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
Are the people that statistically end up being successful in quitting?
The faster you can get that crap out of your system, the easier it is, because there is a genuine...
Just rub some dirt on it, walk it off, get it over with, and be done with it.
Well, I'm speaking of the physical addiction aspect. I'm not talking necessarily how fast that could be for emotional and other behavior patterns that kind of draw you into that, nervousness, whatever. But physical, if you can remove the physical toxins, you have a lot better shot at overcoming the other things. Without it, it's just too darn hard in many cases. So let's go to the let's go to our listeners.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I think a few questions is an understatement, unless few means eight, which there may be at least eight of them. From Roxanne just came in. I was listening to The Truth About Cancer, and Ty Bollinger mentioned you had a drink mix for IBS containing aloe vera and silver. Can you please let me know the ingredients and how much of each and how often to drink it? All right, let's see what else. Ty Bollinger mentioned, this is from Jolie. Ty Bollinger mentioned your leaky gut protocol, but I can't seem to find it on your website. Could you direct me to it, please? Thank you. Tracy, just wanted to know the products that was mentioned on The Truth About Cancer, selenium and chromium, because that does play a role. I'll get to that. This one is, what is the, I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name, or gal, Butry. What is the recipe for healing the gut? The one with the silver and aloe vera juice. Thank you. Jeffrey, please send me the link for the silver aloe vera protocol for gut detox. Rebecca, I was watching The Truth About Cancer. He says Robert Scott Bell has a recipe that contains silver and aloe vera that helps IBS and leaky gut. Where can I find the recipe, Rebecca?
I'm noticing a pattern here.
Right? One more. Marilyn Keating. Thank you so much for all the info you put out. Ty Bollinger mentioned, he actually said Ty Behringer, but Ty Bollinger mentioned that you had a drink with aloe vera juice mixed with something else that would cure leaky gut. I have IBS and hope your recipe would do the same for it. Would you mind giving me the exact amounts of everything you put into this drink? Thank you so much in advance. And finally, Eileen, where can I purchase your silver hydrosol? Well, it's not mine, but it is the Sovereign Silver that you can get at health food retailers all over the place. Online and in stores, all right? You can get Sovereign Silver everywhere. And if you're a doctor, want to get the professional potency, 23 ppm, as opposed to 10, it's not necessary, but you can, through doctors, that's Argentin 23. So check out SovereignSilver.com. I believe you can find it there. The aloe is my favorite aloe, Stockton Aloe 1. Why is it my favorite? Because Aloe 1, A-L-O-E, and the number 1.com, is an organic, raw, pure form, shipped to you fresh, frozen. No preservatives, additives, colorings, flavors, nothing. I mean, it is pure and ready to go. That, to me, is pristine, the way nature intended. If you can't get it for any reason, you're in an area they won't ship, whatever, then get the cleanest organic one you can find. It'll still work. How do you do it? Well, it's in Unlock the Power to Heal. And if you sign up for my email alerts, and I rarely send emails, but at robertscottbell.com, I will include in the next email blast a link to the chapter on the Silver Aloe Protocol for those of you who want it. But you got to sign up for the email blast, and I'll send it to you. In the meantime, I'll just give you verbally, real quick. An ounce of silver hydrosol, an ounce of aloe vera juice. You can do more aloe if you want. It's fine. But at least a one-to-one ratio. Put them in a shot glass. Pretend you're in college, and you're drinking heavily. You're shooting it down. You're not swishing it and swirling it. You're shooting it down into the gullet. Three times a day on an empty stomach. Silver aloe. No, it's not an alcoholic drink. I know someone will try and make it that, but it's not. In fact, with the alcohol additives to the vodka we talked about a couple of weeks ago, maybe it'd be a safe, but don't recommend it anyway. Silver aloe combination, 3 times a day on an empty stomach, probiotic replenishment at night. The probiotics I like to use are from Dr. O'Hara's. You can get it at choosetobehealthy.com. 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. They also carry the selenium and the chromium that I use, the innate response, which is the whole food form, and I've seen clinically the best results with the 100 micrograms of the chromium 3 times a day, 200 micrograms bare minimum of the selenium, but more likely 4, 6, or 8 if you're dealing with some of these problems, especially if those of you been on Tylenol or other things, and that'll bring you out of it. So there it is, the briefest of versions. I've covered it many times over the years. Obviously, we've got a whole slew of new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to The Truth About Cancer.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
As a bonus.
Real quick.
If you, it sounds like an infomercial.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube video of you and Dr. Michael Haley actually doing this. I'm going to go ahead and push this out on social
media. If you can find it. If you can find it. I've heard that it was pulled.
It's going on Facebook and Twitter right now.
Okay, I've heard it was pulled, so double check, okay? All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. I wanted to do a longer version of this coffee story. If I have to extend it, I will. But Super Don's the expert. We're going to find out what he knows about how you can really screw coffee up bad. All right? Stick with us. Back after this.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
It is our day for advanced medicine, and Dr. Rashid Batar. But before we go there, it's rapid fire reply. I just made that up, Super Don, just for you. And it's like segment. It makes sense. It's a coffee story, you know. New segment, rapid fire reply with Super Don. It's eight ways you're ruining the health perks of your coffee. Right? We both agree coffee is not evil. Do we have that sense of agreement?
I definitely would agree with you on that, yeah.
Of course, and I am a heretic in the homeopathic realm for saying so, but I said it, and I stand by it. But there are evidently a number of ways that you can ruin the health perks of your coffee. And according to this, I want to get a sense of where you're at, Super D. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
You put me on the spot.
I am putting you on the spot. Don't mean to, but I am. You buy it pre-ground. Come on, tell me you get the beans and you grind them. Come on.
I have in the past, but generally speaking, I buy it pre-ground, yes.
Dude, come on. You fail the first one? I will get the beans and
all
grind
right,
them up.
All right, what's the next one?
All right. You store coffee in its original bag.
If I buy it in a bag, yes, but generally I buy it in a can.
Oh, well, I don't know. It doesn't say anything about that. It just says bag.
It's but sealed. I mean, it's an airtight seal, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, because they're worried about that, levels of free radicals in coffee increase with greater oxidation, which makes sense.
Okay.
So
right.
They say you should store it in something
that
is...
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And so I put it in the freezer, too, so I think that helps, too.
Yeah, we do the freezer as well. Now, three, you down a cup at the crack of dawn. First thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, come on. What time do you get up every morning? You don't have to say it if you don't want to.
Oh, probably about 7:30-ish or something.
They're saying you're supposed to wait till between 10 a.m. and noon. When your cortisol levels start to dip, that's when you get a better benefit.
Oh.
All right. It might be different for you. You're Super Don, okay?
No, you got to drink it when you get up.
All right. How about this? Right. I don't know if you like dark roast or light roast, but you assume that dark roast has more antioxidants. Is that something you assumed, or you never even had a thought about it?
I don't even think about it.
It's just what you like.
Spook test type coffee.
But you like dark roast as opposed to light roast?
I love the dark roast. Yeah, I'm not big into just tan water.
Yeah. Okay. The dark roast. Dark savage tan. Yes. Number five on this list, you drink lighter roast to consume less caffeine. Have you ever thought about that? Do you think is the reason you're drinking the dark because you think there's more caffeine in it?
No, I just like the flavor.
You just like the flavor. Because evidently, lighter roasts actually seem to have more caffeine. If this is a truthful article from Fox News, I haven't determined the veracity of the article. Yeah. How about this? You drink way too much. Now, a lot of folks will assume that you drink way too much coffee because you love it so much. Now, how? Because it says that the health benefits dip after 5 to 6 8-ounce cups. I'm thinking 5 to 6 cups. Really, they takes that long?
Who drinks an 8-ounce cup of coffee anyway? 8 ounce? What is that? A shot glass?
Yeah, exactly. You're doing 12-ounce cups. I saw the cup you have. So if you're doing two of those,
a size cup, but I probably, if that's a 12-ounce cup, I would say I'd probably drink 2 cups a day.
2, 24. All right, you're still in the range. You're okay there.
Okay. Yay.
All right. Number seven, you turn your cuppa into candy. Are you like one of those people that does white chocolate, mocha, joca, everything in it, all the sugar that is on the planet on your in your coffee?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you make it super sweet. Listen, have you switched over to stevia yet? Yet,
I've used it before. I don't have any at the moment, but I have used it.
Okay, I got to get you my stevia plant because you can just
grind
that right up.
Ship me some leaves, man,
or something. But yeah, I'm just thinking if you want to make it sweet, which listen, I drink coffee once in a blue moon just because it's like a gourmet cup. It's like, oh, that's so good, right? I'll taste it, but I can hardly drink those small cups. It's just too much for me. Number eight on the list. It takes you forever to finish a cup. How long does it take you to finish a cup?
I am guilty of that. I will pour a cup, and then I'm so busy doing everything that I'll come back to it, and it's cold, but I just drink it cold.
It increases the coffee's acidity. I'll tell you what, I'm done within 18 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, I'm done with my first cup in like 10 minutes, but, the second one, I have a tendency to drink cold coffee.
Right.
I'm drinking. It's funny because I'm doing it right now as we're sitting here talking.
Well, I'm going to add number nine to the list. The one way you can ruin the health perks of your coffee is by putting it in the wrong end, by drinking it instead of putting it up the other end.
That's not on the list, right?
It's not on the list. I brought that in the list. Fox News, they wouldn't go there. I did. So you can berate me on the break, Super Don. But that was rapid fire reply with Super Don to get us through a coffee update.
All right, there you go.
All right. Advanced Medicine coming up next with Dr. Rasha Bittar after the news break. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here. RobertScottBell.com, where the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.